This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Tina Peters wants to be released on bond following a recent prison scuffle. Attorneys for the former Mesa County clerk say her safety is at risk after a video of her involved in a fracas with another inmate circulated last week. Peters' attorney requested the State Court of Appeals reverse a lower court ruling that denied her bond while awaiting the outcome of her appeal. A child in Colorado has died from COVID-19. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The case was in a high school-aged child in the Denver area. It's the first of this viral respiratory season and the 47th since the start of the pandemic. That's according to the state health department. Here's state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
Unfortunately, we know that COVID-19 continues to cause severe illness in children. And as this death represents, we do see mortality associated with the virus.
COVID-19 vaccination rates are low this season and lagging well behind what was seen during the peak of the pandemic. Just 6% of those 6 months to 9 years old have gotten a coronavirus vaccine. 5% of 10 to 19-year-olds got it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Starting today, drivers in Aurora will see lane closures at one of the city's busiest intersections. Construction begins at Quincy Avenue, Parker Road, and Smoky Hill Road, with single lane closures along southbound Parker. The project aims to ease congestion. Work will take place through March of next year. You are listening to CPR News.